Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, September 4th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's Labor Day. We hope everybody's enjoying their day off.
And not working.
Right, if you have a day off. And it's great to be back here at Wing TV. We've had a whirlwind 4 or 5 days now. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do today is fill everybody in on what we've been doing. So first of all, a couple announcements. Then we're going to talk about the big smashing success AFP conference over the weekend, which it would take us days and days and days to fill everybody in on everything
that
went on
there. That's what you call teamwork, pulling off a conference like that. And the American Free Press and the Barnes Review certainly succeeded, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Now, tomorrow we're going to appear on the Darren Weeks radio show. I believe it's going to be taped and then broadcast on September 11th, the 5th anniversary of 9/11. Mm-hmm. Also, we're pleased to announce that Lisa Giuliani has an article that recently appeared in the brand new issue of the Barnes Review, a very prestigious magazine. I believe it's on page...
Kind of a surprise.
Yeah. And it's called The Fate of Flight 93.
And it's my article about our trip to Shanksville this past May and what we uncovered there in speaking to different people in Shanksville, Indian Lake, and New Baltimore,
right.
Pennsylvania.
We want to thank John Tiffany, Willis Carto, and everybody at the Barnes Review for putting that together. Mm-hmm. Also now, when we were in D.C., over the weekend, we had a chance to see live at the Shakespeare Theater the greatest play ever written.
It's a version of it, anyway.
Yeah, it's called An Enemy of the People, originally written by Henrik Ibsen. It was redone by Arthur Miller. And we saw it at the Shakespeare Theater. It was very, very well done.
Yes.
They watered down one little speech a little bit just to make it a little bit more compatible, I guess, with the masses.
And a little more ambiguous.
Right.
Ambiguous. I can't even talk today.
Exactly. But it was great to see it. If anyone has a chance to ever see it, the Steve McQueen movie, or read the books, it's a fantastic play.
Mm-hmm.
Also, then last night we went and saw the living legend Bob Dylan. And Bob Dylan's a little bit different. I've seen him now 3 times live. And there's 3 other bands playing before him.
Four.
And
wasn't it four?
3 other bands before him and his. And a hell of a show. That's all we can say is he's unlike anyone else you'll ever have a chance to see. Now, since we got back from this, we have literally thousands of emails to go through now. So if we don't get back to you, you'll understand. And if there's something urgent, re-email us again because there's just so many to go through.
And obviously, we couldn't fill any book orders while we were in D.C., so we'll be catching up on that as well.
Exactly. And there's no mail today, so everything will go out tomorrow, except for the recent orders of 9/11 Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're proud to announce that the first 2 print runs... This book came out, I believe, on August 1st or August 2nd. The entire first 2 print runs are completely gone, completely sold out. There's no book that's ever sold faster than 9/11 Evil here at Sisyphus Press. We have another order in. They should hopefully be coming this week. And as soon as they come in, of course, we'll get them out. So it's definitely a testament to how much people want this information about Israel's central role in 9/11.
And we're just glad you do want it.
Right. And we just want to thank everybody out there, everybody who's
mm-hmm.
purchased a copy. It's selling like hotcakes, and we couldn't be more pleased with it. So we'll make sure to get all the other orders out as soon as they come in. Now, the big conference, Lisa. We left Thursday,
mm-hmm.
went to the play, as we said. We had a chance to go to the National Art Gallery in D.C., which is...
fantastic.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't been there, you definitely should go. The building itself is a work of art, and we were finding it interesting, too, that it was, I guess, built in 1941,
mm-hmm.
right when we're going into the war and...
Still in the Depression.
But you wouldn't know it from looking at the architecture and all the marble throughout this building.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
An amazing thing. And I know last year we went with Michael Langston to it in a fantastic place. But anyway, on Friday they had a little introduction, I guess, a wine and cheese event, a couple speakers, the introductions at this conference. And it was hosted, of course, by the American Free Press. This is the latest issue of their newspaper. Their website is AmericanFreePress.net. And the first thing I guess we should do, Lisa, before we get in to any of the different speakers is give a big thank you to all the people at American Free Press and the Barnes Review
yes.
who put this together. So we're going to go down this real quick, interject with whatever comments
okay.
you'd like to make. First of all, the managing editor of the AFP, Christopher Petrick.
What a guy.
Yeah. I mean, I told him he needs 25-hour days, 7 days a week.
I think it applies to all of the people yeah. at the American Free Press and the Barnes Review. They're working double time. It's a tremendous effort and amount of work and teamwork that has to, you know, everybody has to interact together like a well-oiled machine to pull off what they do every week, let alone a conference like this.
Yeah, on top of putting out
yeah.
the newspaper. Also then, of course, Willis Cardo,
mm-hmm.
who's the driving force behind the American Free Press, formerly known as the Spotlight, also the Barnes Review, the Liberty Lobby. Really, when you talk about living legends, here's another one, Willis Cardo. He's done so much over the decades, and it's really the foundation that he laid with all his work.
I got to say, I talked to Mrs. Cardo, and she's a lovely lady. I had never gotten a chance to meet her before, or Willis for that matter, so I really enjoyed getting to talk to her for a few minutes.
Right.
She was at the book table where all the Barnes Review magazines were and overseeing that. And it was great to see so many people with such an interest in all of the various materials
mm-hmm.
there.
Oh, there was so much material there. Now, one of the unsung heroes, Paul Angel.
Yeah.
And what a hell of a guy, huh?
Yeah, he's the editor of the Barnes Review. He also does the covers, the graphic design.
Illustration. And
I think he said he works like something like 80 hours
yeah.
a week, mostly at home and one day at the office a week. And it's just
yeah.
an incredible amount of work.
See, when you see the American Free Press every week, all the colors and the layout and everything, it's Paul Angel that's behind it all. And just a great, great guy. We couldn't have been more happy to meet him. Also, Julia Foster and Ann Cronin, two more unsung heroes. They don't get the limelight on them. You don't see their pictures or you don't
right.
read what they write. But they're the ones behind the scenes. Julia Foster, I guess, had a phone plastered to her ear for 2 weeks or 2 months.
Coordinating this
right.
whole conference, and that's an enormous task.
Right. And Ann Cronin, of course, runs First Amendment Books. Then we have Michael Collins Piper. And what a guy, huh?
Enigmatic.
Yeah.
And
he's
boy, did he look sharp.
Yes, he did.
And he did a fantastic speech and
had a book signing there.
Just wonderful applause for Michael Collins Piper. He's better live than he is on the radio, and he's great on the radio.
Yes,
so.
He is. And we can't wait to get his new book. I know it's out there now, and we're going to do a review on it in the upcoming future. And great to meet him again. He's certainly one of a kind.
Victor doesn't know this. Michael Collins Piper gave us an autographed copy of The Judas Goats, which is his latest release.
I didn't even know that.
So yeah, because I'm hoarding it, so I can read it first this time. And that's the way that goes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad we have a copy now. John Tiffany, who's also one of the editors of the Barnes Review. He also does reviews for the American Free Press. Mm-hmm. He's like a nonstop train. He just keeps chugging along. Also, Jim Tucker. You didn't bring your napkin, did you?
I got Jim Tucker to autograph a napkin for me. I don't even really want to tell you what it says.
Say what it says.
It's every young man's fantasy.
This
but
is about
I'm
Lisa.
Frame this napkin that Jim Tucker and I were having a couple drinks in the lounge there at the hotel, and we were talking about the Bilderbergs and about Rockefeller and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And what a character. That's another side of Jim Tucker you don't get to see.
Yeah. Yeah, Lisa kind of became his favorite there, so you know, whenever I couldn't find Lisa, I'd go into the bar, and there'd be Lisa and Jim Tucker.
She was in with Jim Tucker, right.
And finally, Vince Ryan, who's had some health problems recently, but he's the editor emeritus of the American Free Press. I've been reading them for years, and great. So a lot of times in life, people don't get the recognition they deserve for their good deeds. We want to say to everybody out there, contact the AFP. If you don't subscribe, subscribe to this newspaper. It's the best paper in America. These people they went above and beyond the call of duty to put this conference together, and we just want to give them an ovation for everything they've done.
And really thank them for their graciousness and their hospitality and how helpful and informative everybody was. And they were filled to capacity.
Oh.
There had to be at least 300 people there. They were overbooked, and it was standing room only for all the various speeches. You know whose speech I really liked, too, was Eustace Mullins.
Well, let's go down.
He had me laughing out loud.
Yeah.
He was entertaining.
Yeah, we're going to go real quickly down the list now. And we can't, of course, mention everyone. But as Lisa said, standing room only. And we've been to events before, Lisa, where there have been more empty chairs than filled chairs.
Most of the events we've been to have been that way.
And every single speaker that was there, you'd go into this auditorium or this conference room, and every chair is filled, and there'd be people along the walls, along the back wall, down the other side, standing.
We know, we were standing up against the wall. Paul Angel said the next one's going to be even bigger. I said it's a shame that the facility couldn't have been bigger to accommodate all the people that still wanted to go that couldn't get in because they were so overbooked.
A very good testament to the Patriot movement and how many people want the truth. So let's go down the list real quick. Some of the people we got to see speak, we got to meet, and we got to see Dave Von Kleist, the MC. Real quick story, when I first saw Dave, I go up to him and he says, "Boy, you guys at Wing TV sure been riling things up." He says, "I don't know if I should hug you or smack you." I says, "Why don't you hug me?" He says, "Why don't I do both?" So Dave was a little bit, you know, some people are leery of us. We're controversial.
Yeah, let's put it this way. There were a few people that weren't that happy we were there. But overall,
but we won them over, I believe.
Overall, everybody was pretty nice.
Yeah. And Dave, then, throughout the weekend, I talked to him many, many times. He was playing some old Beatles, some old John Lennon stuff for me, showing me his guitar. And got to, it's the first time we ever met Dave. And when it comes to personality and being a master of ceremonies, you can't find anybody.
He did an outstanding job. He was very entertaining and kept the whole thing flowing. And we think he did a great job as the moderator.
Another person there, John Stattmiller, founder of RBN.
He gave a good speech, too.
Yes, he did. I didn't get a chance to talk to John a whole lot, but gave a very good speech about how we need to expand this Patriot movement, and we're in full agreement with them. So,
and actually increase exposure of the public to the American Free Press newspaper, which is a great idea.
Exactly. Doug Rocky, a lot of you know him, I'm sure. He writes about depleted uranium. Mm-hmm. I got to see part of his speech. Lisa got to talk to him for a little bit.
And we're going to be setting up an interview with Doug Rocky to come on our show, and that's what I was talking to him about. And you know who actually coordinated that little hookup? Was William Rodriguez, the last man out of the towers, who was there also, and boy, was he fantastic.
Well, speaking of which, Lisa and myself appeared on a 9/11 panel. There was ourselves, William Rodriguez, and also Ellen Mariani, and a guy, what was it, Doug Smith? Jeff Smith, who talked about the environmental impact of 9/11. And I'll tell you, Lisa and I only spoke for a couple minutes, and we were more than glad to turn the podium over to Ellen Mariani, who I said in my little introduction has been fighting the federal government toe-to-toe now for almost 5 years.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, after meeting, we've spoken with Ellen on the phone before, after meeting her in person, I wouldn't want to be in the government shoes.
You know what I think of now when I think of Ellen Mariani? That saying that dynamite comes in small packages? That's Ellen Mariani.
Yeah, absolutely. Very vibrant, tough, courageous, and in that same vein, William Rodriguez, who not only did we get to hear his first-hand account of what happened on the morning of 9/11, he was the last man out, but on that afternoon, I got to sit down with William for probably about half an hour and talk about some of the stuff going on behind the scenes, and we can't say what was going on, what really told us, but very much an eye-opener, and there's people out there that want to harm William's reputation.
Right.
And to his credit, he's not allowing that to happen. Also, Tito Howard was there, spoke about the USS Liberty, and as Willis Cardo said, if Tito hadn't been keeping this issue alive, along with a lot of the crew members, it would have been swept under the rug long ago. So
we're more than happy to keep that in the center spotlight as well.
Right. Virginia Abernathy, who spoke about illegal immigration, and in conjunction with what Pat Buchanan recently wrote in his new book, Lisa, this is a scary, scary issue what's happening to this country, just the flood of illegal immigrants coming into this country. It's a problem.
And also the way it's being spun and how it's being manipulated and exploited and used by both sides.
Exactly. Now, Eustace Mullins. Mm-hmm. I would say the star of the show. Huh?
He was great. I was sitting in the room where all the books and DVDs and materials were being offered to the public, and they had a big projector screen there and some chairs so people could sit down and watch it because the other room was standing room only. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, and Eustace had me laughing aloud.
Yeah.
He was so entertaining, and he was talking about one part where the Department of Homeland Security decided they're going to take over St. Elizabeth's Hospital, which I guess is the place where Ezra Pound was incarcerated, institutionalized for a while. And he made a comment that they're taking over the insane asylum. You know, Department of Homeland Security. The crazies.
The lunatics taking over.
It was really
over.
Funny.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
And then I actually saw Eustace leaving, and he had this big stack of books. Uh-huh. So I went and said, Eustace, let me grab them. So
Victor helped him bring his books up to his room.
And just a chance to talk to him a little bit more. Mm-hmm. A great, great guy. Also, Ted Gunderson was there. We got to meet him. And Pat Shannon, who we got this DVD from about the OKC bombing. We can't wait to see that. We got to meet Pat Shannon at the 10th anniversary of the OKC bombing.
Right.
That was last year. And we had Ted Gunderson on our show 3 days in a row, I believe,
correct,
a year or so ago.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the people we most wanted to meet, Mark Glenn.
Yes.
And
there was some worry whether he was going to show up or not. Ernesto was hitting Washington while this conference was going on. The weather turned very bad. It rained almost the entire time we were there, and I think they shut the airport down for a while.
Right.
So we didn't really know where Mark Glenn was and what had happened to him for the first day or so.
So we got to talk to Mark for over an hour at dinner at the banquet.
Uh-huh.
He showed us the picture of all his kids. So all his kids out there
are beautiful.
They're beautiful. We're saying hello to them because we know
that's
tune into this. Also, we got to meet Hesham Talawi, who hosts Current Issues TV, who we're going to be on his show sometime in the near future to talk about 9/11 evil. And just Mark Glenn, it was great to talk to him. He's as nice a person as you can meet in the world. Got to talk about politics and religion,
mm-hmm,
current events, world events. And
I guess Hesham shanghaied us into a video interview, sort of on the scene, what do you think about the conference sort of stuff, and he was going around. I guess we're going to be seeing those clips on his show.
Oh, we can't wait to see it.
Different people.
Yeah. And finally, one other person that wasn't scheduled to speak, but came in at the last moment, was Joan Vion.
What a nice lady.
Very nice. And she was talking about financial affairs, things like the G8, all these economic conferences that she attends. Now, there were three people that didn't appear that we would have very much liked to have met. One, Colonel Don de Grand Prix, who's been on this show. Also, Lindsay Williams, the energy non-crisis, who we've had on Wing TV, I think, twice.
He had to cancel because of the weather, didn't he?
I think so, right. And last,
Tex Mars.
Right. Tex got bit by a spider and wasn't able to attend the conference. But
we were really looking forward to seeing all three of those. I think Dom de Grand Prix had a health issue.
Yeah, I think so.
So we wish him a speedy recovery and hope everything's all right there. Tex, we missed you this time, but we're going to catch you on the rebound.
We're going to see you somewhere along the line. Now, I would say, Lisa, the only negative, you have to mention the one negative.
The food?
No. The one negative was Joe Sobran. He was the banquet speaker. I don't know what his official title was in here. But he gave a speech that was very unnerving, where he was putting a lot of venom on Islam. And we're not going to say anything more about that, but what did you saw him after his speech?
Well, Hesham Talawi was sitting right in front of him while he was speaking, and we could see, and we knew that he would be disturbed by what was coming out of Sobran's mouth. Also, Mark Glenn was very disturbed and troubled by this, and as were we. And after Sobran finished talking, I went into the other room, and I went up to him, and I said, "Can I ask you a question? Why are you focusing so much on the Muslims and not on the Israeli Zionist,
the real
Jewish element involved in this? Why are you focusing so much on the Muslims instead?" And his response was very odd. He said, I don't know, I'm an old man. And then he walked away from me. So I don't know what kind of response that is.
Yeah.
It's a non-response.
So that was a little bizarre. And I know Mark Glenn, I'd turn around every once in a while and look at him, and in his head, I thought at one point it was just going to explode.
Well,
because
he's not an old man. What is he, like 60?
Yeah,
he's
60,
not an old man.
But anyway, other than that, here's the flyer from this event. Just three pack days. And right here on the back, all the different speakers, it goes down and down. I mean, just over 40 different speakers. The American Free Press, this is one of their little things that are given away, one of their famous headlines. Mm-hmm. The media is the enemy. And they're talking about the mainstream Zionist-controlled media.
I'll tell you, I think this conference was a smashing success.
It was.
We left with such a good feeling, and we were able to meet a lot of different people who listen to the various shows in the alternative media and who are very familiar with the American Free Press. Even Wing TV, we were pretty surprised that so many people had heard of us.
Well, and that's the last thing that I want to close out on is, not only was it great to meet everyone from the American Free Press, the Barnes Review, all of the noted speakers, but you know what the greatest joy of all was the everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
The people that traveled long distances, they came and saw all these speakers. They came up to us. Hey, Wing TV, 9/11 Evil, New World Order Exposed. Great work you've been doing. We sat down with a lot of them, spoke with them, got a chance to meet them. And
got to talk about evil and psychopaths at this conference, something new that normally isn't discussed at these sort of events. So that's great.
So when I was up on the stage and I said, looking out at these 350 people, I said, all of these beautiful faces. And this is what America is all about. When I think about America, I don't think about these creeps in the Capitol building or in the White House. I don't think about all the corruption and these whitewashed tombs that constitute D.C. When I think of America, I think of these people and these beautiful faces looking back at
us
that
were
at this conference.
Right, and here we are. We're in the mouth of the beast, surrounded by some of the worst criminals on the planet Earth in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But there's a light in the darkness, and AFP and Barnes Review really helped shine that light this weekend. So.
Right. It gave us hope. This is the kind of thing that keeps us going. So thank you to everybody at this conference.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smashing, smashing success, and we just can't say enough about it. So
yeah, we look forward to the next one.
Exactly. So we're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We're going to be doing our radio version. We're going to be doing a Darren Weeks show tomorrow. And we're just glad to be back. We're glad all of you are tuning in. Drop us an email. Let us know how you're doing. And just we're glad that you're out there. Because one thing is that came shining through is we still have a chance to save this country if we really want to. So
and save our souls.
Yep.
In the process.
It's up to us. So we'll be back again on Wing TV tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.